Good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
everybody. Welcome to the latest cabinet of Staffordshire Council. February 17th, 2026. We go straight to the agenda. Item number one: minutes of the January 2026 are circulated and published on the 27th of January 2026. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Yes.
Thank you. Item number two: apologies.
All present, leader.
Thank you very much. Item number three: council question time.
There are none.
Thank you very much. Four: the proposals of the cabinet members as follows. A, that's resources portfolio, it's local council tax reduction scheme 26-27. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, leader. Now, whilst in parts the paper is somewhat technical, the underlying theme is quite straightforward. The government have announced that from April of this year, universal credit claimants will receive increases in their benefit greater than the rate of inflation. Large families in particular will benefit from the removal of the two-child cap within universal credit. As a cabinet, we are of the view that the additional money should not result in these families having to pay more council tax, but instead should be available to meet their day-to-day living expenses as was intended by the government. If we did nothing, these people would pay more council tax. The proposed changes protect their reductions at their current levels. Whilst reviewing the scheme, we've taken the opportunity to close a potential loophole relating to self-employed claimants and to ensure protection for people receiving armed forces compensation payments and people stranded abroad, unable to return home due to travel restrictions. The consultation process has actually prompted some particular points that are worthy of mention, and all comments are given consideration. Some of the comments seem to reflect wider issues, such as the current cost of living and county council services, whereas our scheme can only affect the residents' council tax bills. But here are some responses to some of the views which are expressed. Firstly, our scheme does provide a number of features to protect the entitlement of disabled people and their carers, and a part of the proposed changes are intended to maintain that protection. We disregard incomes paid specifically to meet disability or caring needs in our assessments, and typically apply a 20% addition to the entitlement of disabled claimants. Second, our scheme does allow for additional discretionary awards to be made in exceptional circumstances or in the case of hardship. We believe that this is the best way to deal with these matters by considering individual cases on their merit rather than establishing blanket rules. Thirdly, there is one consultation response which was very concerned that there is a cut-off point for council tax reduction if a resident has more than £6,000 in either savings or investments. And that £6,000 cut-off point is a common limit, and 7 out of 9 councils across Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent have it in common. But I have asked that our officers consider and discuss this to see if changes from 2027 are appropriate. So I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations to be found on paragraph 2.2.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anybody any comments or questions? Everyone happy with the recommendation?
Aye.
We move on, thank you. B is Climate Action and Nature Recovery Portfolio, and it's Staffordshire Council's new Biodiversity Strategy 2630. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Chair. This report deals with three issues. The first is a report to government on how we are fulfilling our statutory duty to conserve and enhance biodiversity. The second aspect is our own biodiversity strategy, covering not only what we're doing now, but also what we're planning to do in the future. And the third element is the announcement of the Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent local nature recovery strategy, having been reported to us, a draft copy, on which we have to comment before the end of this month, prior to it going to public consultation. And I'll deal with each of those elements in turn. So first of all, in terms of our report to government and our biodiversity situation in Stafford and what we've been doing, I think it's a celebration of our success. We have some years ago declared a nature emergency, which indeed we have throughout the country, but in terms, and that arises from climate change, from pollution, from development, but we've started to address this through our planning situation with biodiversity net gain, through our nature reserves, and I urge you to look at the pages 19 to 21, which not only have a description but have photographs of each of those reserves, and there have been considerable improvements thanks to the work of our ecology officer and volunteers who helped. Also, of course, there are National Landscape, Cannock Chase. Considerable money has been spent in that area through something called FIPL, Farming and Protected Landscapes, which is a government source of funding which has improved the biodiversity in and around Cannock Chase. The Wildlife Trust itself has got a number of reserves within the borough and has worked on the Stafford Brooks project with us to improve a number of our nature reserves. But to me, perhaps the biggest achievement is the way we deal with our own open spaces, with the help of, in many cases, volunteers within local communities. They've been transformed from what you could only say were pretty arid areas of just grass that's cut on a regular basis and cut so short nothing can really survive in it, to real wildlife havens. And I think that's a real step forward that we've made. It's set out on page 33. And then at the end of the report, this document, you've got our own biodiversity strategy setting the way forward for us as a local authority in terms of how we move forward. And I'll just point out one or two things within that. For example, including the public in our projects to improve biodiversity, raising public awareness of how gardens can support biodiversity, and then enhancing protected sites, and we have, as I mentioned, our own nature reserves and sites of special scientific interest, and then our own, how we manage our own land. So there are many ways, and not only are those aims set out here, but the departments relevant to those aims are indicated in the table on the right there. So I think specifically we've set out how we want to move forward. In terms of the local nature recovery strategy, all the local authorities in Staffordshire, including Stoke, have been involved in this, and also a wide range of organisations, notably the Wildlife Trust. There's also been some public consultation on some aspects of it. There is scope, the report concludes, to increase by a fairly substantial amount the land managed for wildlife within Staffordshire, and that's very positive. But of course, this is a strategy, and there is at present no funding stream specifically to put this into practice. There is, of course, the biodiversity net gain, which could help. But really, without the relevant funding to acquire land and to manage it in the way that we want to see, there are big problems, I think, in actually achieving it. But we have the strategy in front of us. We're asking you for delegated authority to respond to the county on this. There will then be a public consultation next month. A revised draft will be produced. There'll be then a further consultation period with the final document being produced in May. So we ask for your support in moving that forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Pearce.
Any questions?
No? Well, I think this is an excellent document, it really is, and congratulations for putting it together with your good self.
Well, Bill Waller, Mr. Chap, congratulations, I'll pass that on.
Yeah, thank you very much. And that's it. Thank you for attending tonight. Thank you.